This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Remember the Tucker Carlson, I think it was Tucker 3-0, where he talked about how it was a mere 1992 presidential campaign that in 1992, Bill Clinton would not have been elected president, probably wouldn't have even gotten the nomination of the Democrat Party, had he not been able to lance, to slay, and to kill the rumor. Well, it was actually true. He said it was, I want to be very clear. I did not have any relations with that woman, Jennifer Flowers. I never did. Remember the whole, Hillary had to go on 60 Minutes. And he and Hillary had to go on there and had to kill the adultery rumor. You remember this? Tucker did a whole segment on this about how one of those first Twitter casts that he did. We're talking about this is how far we have fallen, that Bill Clinton, as a condition to become the nominee for the Democrat Party, had to kill the adultery issue. Basically, he had to lie and say that it never happened, or Americans weren't going to elect him. And the Democrats weren't even going to nominate him. Well, today's Democrat Party, of course they'd nominate him. Hell, they'd probably make that the campaign, the thing to run on. Well, you know, we talk a lot about what's happened to marriage. We don't ever place any blame on anyone other than Democrats and libtards. Well, are they entirely and completely to blame? No, they are not. The last, quote, conservative, close quote, Republican effort to defend marriage happened in 1997 with Speaker Gingrich, maneuvered through the Congress and the Senate, and Clinton even signed it, the DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. Of course, as soon as he was inaugurated, dear leader, Chairman Malbama began the assault on the DOMA. Ultimately got the, I think, was it Bush? Wait a minute, it might have been Bush. It might have happened under Bush. Basically got DOMA overturned, and then Obergefell came along. But what have Republicans and fake conservatives been doing to preserve marriage? Well, how about this? How about just some sanctity? How about just some keep your sex life to yourself? How about there ought to be some chastity before marriage? I mean, look, even if you don't do it, you can fake it. You don't go into public and say that you do it, then say that, oh, I don't, nobody believes in that waiting until marriage crap anymore. Come on, King Dude. This is 2023. Well, should it be that way? So we played this clip on Friday. I just want to play it again. This is... I'm going to add something to the nomenclature out there. I'm going to give you people a phrase that you can use. You can start saying that you perform the mace maneuver. Here's the mace maneuver. Conservative Republican from the deep south, heart of Dixie, South Carolina, Nancy Mace. So if you missed it on Thursday or Friday, so this is what conservatives now think about the sanctity of marriage and what you should or should not do before it.
But want to thank you for pulling this together. Another year, another standing room only event. And when I woke up this morning at 7, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast and I got to be on time. And a little TMI. But He can wait. I'll see him later tonight. But I was here early
the mace
today
maneuver
for you, Tim. And I think everybody.
All right, everybody. Stop. This is not a prayer breakfast, for heaven's sake.
First of all, that's inappropriate.
She goes, that's TMI. It's not just TMI. Now, again, use the Clinton example. So not only is it now acceptable, it's a joke. The mace maneuver is now a joke. Now, maybe I'm the only person that's picked up on this. And the only one, I'm actually surprised that Tucker didn't come out with a video and say something about this. Maybe he will. You go like, TKD got it first. I should have thought of this Friday. I don't know why I didn't. I apologize for being 3-4 days late to this particular dance. Is this acceptable behavior now? This woman's a leader. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a graduate from one of the greatest military institutions in the world, the Citadel. Is this what they train cadets at the Citadel to do? Is this the best that the old Confederacy, the Deep South, Dixie can do? I am all for her getting married. I'm all for it. And if you're doing that before marriage, okay, yeah, come on, TKD, they're all doing it. I know a young lady, right? As a matter of fact, I know two, but I know at least one I can tell you. Now, I have to go out on the limb here. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not even going to intimate, but I do know a young lady who I believe, and she will be wedded very soon in a very traditional Catholic wedding. It's probably doing what God's asked of her, what the church asks of her, what God asked of her. You just cool your jets there until you're married. And I believe that she is being, let's just put it this way. I know someone that's waiting, okay? I also can tell you from personal experience that in this wretched fallen world of ours, that there are some people who do have marriages that they shouldn't have gotten into, and sometimes they seek to get these things called a decree of nullity. You're listening to one right now. And I was asked while this process was going on to live in a Josephite marriage with Mrs. Chur. And we did it for a long time while awaiting the tribunal's decision and having to get there and all that. This can be done. This idea here that everyone has to do it and all the kids are doing it, there's no way to avoid it, is just complete and total BS. It's cop-out. So my point is what is conservatism? What is it trying to conserve? Well, apparently, per Nancy Mace, not much. Yeah, but TKD, she voted. No, she's also the abortion exception babe. Don't you remember? She's the one that was in the House of Representatives that was, I can't remember, who was she in the in a tit-for-tat with about the exception for rape, life of the mother, rape, and incest, which, by the way, President Trump has now adopted here. Yep. This is a hobgoblin. It's a ghoul. It doesn't exist. There is no instance. You know where I got this from? I got this on, and this is from her mentor, by the way, Ron Paul. I got this from Congressman Ron Paul in one of my many interviews with him. He was an obstetrician. He delivered over 20,000 babies. Congressman Paul told me there has never been an instance in his knowledge, never, that killing the baby would save the life of the mother. There are some people that are going to say, yeah, what about this particular type of pregnancy, blah, 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 blah. You can still C-section deliver that baby. You can. Remember the woman, Mike Parrott talked about this, the woman who had contracted with the sodomites as a surrogate mother and found out she had breast cancer. And instead of doing the right thing, instead of offering herself up to God as, God, I'm going to carry this child to term, or if I can, I'm going to carry it to term. Its life is worth more than mine, and I'm going to ask you for a miracle cure because she couldn't undergo chemo while she was pregnant. What did she do instead? She decided, well, I'm going to kill the baby. Well, no, she delivered it, but it was very premature and it died. And it was an induced delivery. This didn't happen naturally. My point being this. What is the alleged conservative political party doing to restore the moral order? Nothing. Nothing. They don't even talk a good game anymore. And you got Nancy Mace with the Mace Maneuver out there now. I'm going to write a Substack about this later on today, thekingdude.substack.com. And I'm not going to go out and this is not going to be an attack on Nancy Mace. It's going to be like, well, what would be the point anyway? The whole world seems to go like, oh, that's funny. Funny? That's not funny. This is the party, ladies and gentlemen, of Phyllis Schlafly. If you don't know who Phyllis Schlafly in the Eagle Forum was, look it up. I'd imagine that if Phyllis Schlafly was alive today, that she would be aghast at this and would probably say that she was aghast.